Hey, friend, welcome to your new favorite hangout. This is where we boldly share our stories and the wisdom that stems from them as a means of connection and celebration. We're no longer waiting for people to invite us into their space to share the messages that God has given us. We are creating our own. I'm your host and your homegirl, Rosalyn Davis, and this is Creating Space, the podcast. Go ahead, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive into this week's episode.
So I think culture is temporarily winning the war over our minds because there's more content created by culture to consume than there is by those who believe, follow, and exhibit the characteristics of Christ. And what I mean by culture is like a common, like, shared narrative or common ideology. And I can only speak to, like, Black millennial culture, if you will, in America specifically. There is more messaging about, you know, prioritizing work and money over family, religion over relationship, men mistreating women and women mistreating men. There's very popular shared ideology about these things, and there's more of that being consumed and shared and spread than there is of what does it look like to live holy? Why? What is living holy? Why should we want to live holy? There's more content, if you will, about you know, being hurt by the church than there is about reconciliation and forgiveness. And this is not to say that the American church does not hurt people. It definitely, definitely does. I have been up close and personal to folks who have that testimony. And those are stories of people who have been hurt by people, not stories of Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit actually hurting someone. And I want to credit that revelation to Stephanie Ike. She taught a really powerful series called The Modernization of Witchcraft, where she talks about people who have left Christianity. When you ask them questions about their experience, they're often explaining experience they had with another human being, not with the Holy Spirit. And so all of that to say that because there is more content to consume with this cultural messaging, I think culture is winning majority of people's minds when it comes to how we should think about dating and marriage and sex and working and spending money and taking care of ourselves. And so, and I said temporarily winning the war because we know Christ wins, you know, in the end. We're not there yet. And so I feel for myself that there is this need to be louder about my relationship with Christ, my journey to the place that I am now, the different, you know, stops I've had along the way, because I have not always desired to live holy. It actually is a more recent desire, if I'm being fully honest, thanks to the ministry of Jackie Hill Perry and her husband Preston. Actually is more recent that I actually had an understanding of what holiness is. And I'm not going to teach it. I can't teach it as eloquently and as clearly as the Lord did through Jackie. So I encourage everyone to buy the book, Holier Than Thou. I listened to it on Audible, which was really transformative for me. But yeah, I think there needs to be anyone who is a follower of Christ and believes that everything in the Bible is true, and, you know, tries their best to live, to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, should be loud about it, and not loud in an, you know, overbearing and dictator way, but when people see us or interact with us, there should be something about the way that we live, the way that we carry ourselves, the way that we engage with others that says, hey, something's different about that person, and lead someone to investigate what that thing is. And I remember meeting someone who is now a good friend, but I met someone in 2020. She had invited me to speak on a Instagram Live series that she was doing. And I had just met her like a few days before on Instagram, and I did the series with her. And then afterward we were debriefing, and she goes, oh my God, I forgot what I had said, but something about God, or, you know, maybe I said the word blessed. I don't remember, but she was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that you were a Christian. And that thing right there stopped me in my tracks, because I have called myself a Christian my whole life. I grew up in the church. I grew up serving in my church. I was very active both in learning and in serving. And the fact that I lived in a way that someone couldn't tell, that broke my heart. And so I could only imagine how my life had been breaking God's heart over the years up until that point that Suli, shout out to my sister Suli, had said that to me. And so I think it was that moment that I didn't start to get super loud about it in that moment, because I was a little embarrassed, because at this time I was dabbling in yoga and breath work and meditation, which I didn't know at the time were not serving God. They were not pleasing God. I didn't know that at the time, but the Holy Spirit allowed me to discern that those things were not in alignment with God. But at the time, I didn't know why. And I know why now, and I will have someone who is much more knowledgeable about it teach it here. But when she said that to me, I was a little embarrassed, because I'm like, man, I've been doing these things. I have met people and I've made community and made like being someone who works in and facilitates and practices these wellness things. I've made that part of my identity. And so now how am I going to unravel myself from this identity that I have made, and how can I now, you know, be more loud about being a follower of Jesus Christ? And at the time, I just didn't see it as possible. And I was like, I'm going to have to let go of this persona that I've just recently built that made me friends. And so ever since she told me that, it has been a reconciling with learning who God says I am. And that only came through reading his word and being intentional about consuming content that affirmed his word. And so that's something I want to warn all believers and people. Yeah, all believers, that there's many podcasts and sermons and books out there claiming to teach the good news, claiming to teach the gospel. And we must stay in our word to know which of those are affirming what God has already said, which of those are going against what he's already said, and which of those are trying to teach us like a new doctrine, something that he did not say. And so it was only through reading the Bible for myself and really desiring revelation and desiring to actually know what I'm reading and what is it asking me to do, that I was able to build, like, have a boldness and have courage and be loud about my walk. It's a newer thing for me. There's women in my life that I really admire, like Asia Brown and Jackie Hill Perry, Sarah Jakes Roberts. And there's so many women, Christian women, who are like public figures or people of influence. And I would pray, like, I don't want their life. I don't want to be like them, but I literally ask God, like, I want to have that boldness for you. I want to speak of you as courageously as they do. And little by little it's coming, but it started with acknowledging that, like, I am in the wrong here. I need to get myself together, and also being willing to lose relationships with people who I had became close with, but under a false persona of someone that God did not intend for me to be. And so, and those are people that I had got close with after I had already prayed once, like, God, bring me friends, you know? And then I met these people and I'm like, oh, these are my people. And it's like, actually they're not, because you met them presenting yourself in a way that I did not call you to do. And so, I went through and so I lost friends again, for what feels like the millionth time in my adulthood, my post-college life. But what I gained is space to be closer, or to grow closer to God, for him to reveal himself to me on a personal level, and not just me knowing him from, you know, everyone else sharing what he's done for them or who he's revealed himself to be to them, their life, but for myself. And I think knowing him for myself is what allowed me to be a little bit more bold. And there's still so much that I want to learn about him and know about him. And so I could be louder. I'm going to be louder. But I want to call to action any believers who find themselves shrinking in spaces due to the fact that you are Christian. We are called to be the salt of the earth, which means we are called to bring flavor, the Holy Spirit, to things. We are called to stand out. We're like a city set upon a hill. We are not called to blend in, to be like everyone else. And so I just pray that we all can do the work that it takes to be bold for Christ, to be courageous, but with love, like love first, and that we can have the honesty with ourselves, because God already knows, and the discipline and the stamina to detach ourselves from identities that he didn't give us. And yeah, I'm on the journey with you. If that's where you are right now, send us a message. Praying for your discernment, praying for your growth, praying for your revelation and for your courage. Until then, let's take up space. Love y'all.
You've been listening to Creating Space, the podcast, a Taking Up Space production. We pray that you've been encouraged by something that was shared here today. If you'd like to support this podcast, please visit www.weartakingupspace.com/support. And we want to know who's hanging out. Follow us on Instagram at the Creating Space Pod and subscribe to us on your favorite platform. We can't wait to have you back for next week's episode. Until then, take care.